This man here is a great friend, but he's just a humble guy. Just a humble guy that when I call him and in need of anything, he's always there for me. He's a great friend of my family as well. My children call him Uncle Clark. But Clark has just been so gracious with his time, his presence. But this is Clark Kellogg. Give Clark.
Thank you, Tim. Great to be with you. Just thrilled to have a chance to support Tim in all that he does to honor God and to impact others in multiple ways. This is another example of it. He started the Be a Baller podcast just last year. Had an unbelievable roster of guests. I've listened to just about all of them. And the sharing from the stories of people's journeys through faith, challenges, and success resonates and has application and inspiration for all of us. And so grateful that Tim was able to bring this to fruition, but also that the guests that he reached out to were able to carve out time to share their stories, their lives, so that we can all benefit for the sake of not only our own growth and development, but to hopefully use what we learn and glean from others to have a positive impact on moving folks in our circle of influence forward and up. And that really is what leadership and legacy is about. It's about being able to take what God gives you and use that to love, to encourage, to build up other people, starting with your nuclear family, extending to your extended family, and then obviously to the places where we work and engage in community. And this gathering is an opportunity for us to engage with one another and to get fuel for our life's journey and fight for each day. And we need each other. We need the fuel, the stories, the expertise, the experiences, the wisdom that we get from each other, particularly when we get a chance to gather together around common dialogue, common heartbeat, common intentionality for the purpose of honoring God who gives us life and breath, but also to impact our communities for good. Just a short word on legacy from my perspective. I gave my heart and life to God through Christ back in November of 86. I'm coming up on 37 years of being a Christ follower. And thank you. And that changed everything in my world, changed my entire life. Basketball once sat on the throne of my life as I grew up in Cleveland and dreamed of being able to play for pay someday and ultimately had a chance to get my education paid for through basketball at The Ohio State University. Was able to pursue an MBA career that was short-lived because of knee injury after just 5 years. So I got drafted at 21. By the time I was 26, my playing career was over. But thanks be to God, I had an opportunity to stay engaged in the game that I fell in love with at 9 years old and have carved out a broadcasting career that continues to go on, moving towards 40 years of talking about basketball on either radio or TV. And for some of the younger folks, I've connected to them through the game as one of the commentators on NBA 2K. This is year 15 for being part of that unbelievable video game franchise. So basketball has given me far more than I can give it. But legacy to me is about giving to others what God gives you. All that God entrusts to us, first our salvation through faith in Christ, and then the life that he promises as his word and spirit comes alive in us, that is to be walked out, talked out, and shared out in every aspect of our being, where we live, where we work, where we engage in community. Being the image of God is our highest calling if we've chosen to surrender our hearts and lives to Christ by faith to receive that gift. And then in so doing, we align our lives with that which God lays out as paramount and important. And we seek to do that, again, in all the places and spaces that he has us. And in so doing, a legacy is built. I think it's the day-to-day yielding and surrendering to the authority of God and Christ in your life, seeking to have your heart and mind watered with the living word of God so that it is manifested in your being. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control, the fruit of the Spirit, and that it shows up naturally where you are so that you can be that image of God that he desires and equips us to be in all of the different aspects of where we work and what season of life we're in. And that's how we establish legacy. That's how we impact our current generation and the generation behind us. It's a daily, steady, faithful commitment to surrender and then to serve. And so nobody here is perfect, but there's a real desire for all of us. I can feel it. I know it because I know many of you personally, to be all that God would call us to be. And in so doing, that's how you establish legacy. And it's foundationed on God's love for us, our love for him, and our love for other people. And how do we walk and live that out on a regular basis? So appreciate you all for what you represent, who you are, where God has you, what you're doing. Many of you I know personally, some of you I don't. But the fact that you're here, I trust that you've been able to grab hold of something that can be put in your book bag for your journey to have a positive impact on your way and path towards leaving a legacy for those that you come across. So that's it for me. That shot clock, Tim gave me like 6 minutes. I think I got in 5. And when food is calling, I don't want to be the last speaker to hold people up from Qdoba, because I know how good that is too. So God bless you. Appreciate you all. And thank you so much for being here.